Michelle Brown is from Picture to Page and Beyond, the Papercraft Show. Now, Michelle, thank you for having a chat to me on the program this afternoon. Are you going okay?
Yes, we're going really well, thanks.
Well, for the uninitiated, can we start off, please, for people like yours truly, what exactly is paper crafting? I mean, when I hear that word, I think of paper mache balloons and scrapbooking. Is that kind of part of it?
Well, it certainly does include all of that, but it also includes card making, and now it's expanding into art journaling and planners. So paper planners are coming back, and you can use all those different skills across all these different crafts.
A paper planner, do you mean a calendar?
Yes, like a calendar, like an old diary or journal, and you can use it to decorate and write notes in or keep memories. And, yeah, there's lots of things you can do with them.
Okay, well, I guess 2020, we're very much in the digital age, but it sort of seems to me that people are tending to, if anything, go back to handmade things. Like a lot of old trades are coming back, smithing and coopering, and people are making their own bread and growing their own veg. And I guess paper crafts would have to be one of those things, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's really an opportunity to get hands-on and, you know, get out of your heads and get off your phones and really, yeah, make things that give us pleasure and let us learn new skills. And, yeah, there's just so many wellness benefits around paper crafting and using our hands and, yeah, meeting people as well.
Is it expensive? What do you need to kind of get started?
Well, that's a great thing about paper crafting. You don't need a lot of money or time to get started. With a few basic skills, learning some stamping, even perhaps what your kids have got in their craft box at home, that's a way of getting things out, starting to make greeting cards, and then that really easily flows into art journaling, which can be writing with markers or drawing or colouring in or collage, and then building on that over time as your skills develop and then as your craft supplies stash grows as well.
As the stash grows. Yes, the kids wouldn't be too happy if you're constantly raiding their supplies, I guess. And it's not just a thing for kids though, isn't it? People have an attitude that paper crafting and a lot of these crafty hobbies are for certain people of a certain age, but it's not so, is it?
No, we reach a very wide range across the community. Probably our average age is sort of women in their middle to later lives, or we've got a little bit more time and, you know, the kids are a little bit more independent and we want something for ourselves as well. So it gives us that time to sort of, you know, set the kids aside, set the housework aside and, yeah, really get creating and get crafty again.
Are there any sort of groups in the Central Victorian area where people can congregate and get together to practice some of these skills, Michelle?
Yeah, well, there's quite a few different groups and we're going to be in Bendigo on the 14th and 15th of March at the Kangaroo Flat Primary Schools, where we're bringing people together. We'll have demonstrations of some craft products and the latest things that are around, an opportunity to do a little class where you can make some cards or a box or do a scrapbooking page and, yeah, then buy some of your supplies and take them home and get started.
So whether you're an old hand at the paper crafts or whether you're a complete novice and you just want to leap into it in a gentle manner, you can assist them.
Yep. Most definitely. Look, it's a really friendly environment. We're always welcoming of newcomers. And, of course, being in the Bendigo region, we've got a fantastic range of local businesses as well as bringing people up to Bendigo. And, yeah, it's a really good chance to meet like-minded people, talk about the latest things, and like anything when you find your tribe, it's something that just, you know, sparks our interests and our passions and keeps us hopeful.
Find your tribe. So that tribe are the people that I see at the handcraft shops, and I wander in and I have a look at some of these things and I think, I would never be creative enough to do anything with this. Do you need to have a creative bent, Michelle, or is there like a colour by numbers option in paper crafting?
Ali, it includes all those things. So if you're sort of naturally drawing and creative, easy to jump into. If not, then you can learn a few skills, learn a little bit of theory, and it really is just those basic kid skills, cutting, pasting, a little bit of colour theory, and you can produce some stunning results really, really simply, wherever you're getting started from.
I'm tipping you've been a paper crafter for a while. Do you have any space left in your house for your new additions?
Well, unfortunately, it's outgrown the house and we now have to rent some extra space to take all my crafting supplies, but that gives me a chance to bring like-minded people together on a regular basis, run classes, and yes, it is nice to get it out of the house and out from under everyone's feet.
That's fantastic. So would you call it a passion or an obsession, Michelle?
Yes. I won't incriminate myself any further.
So from Picture to Page and Beyond, the Papercraft Show, Michelle, it's on this weekend at the Kangaroo Flat Primary School. Which days and what times, please?
That's right, Ali. We're heading up to the Bendigo area, to the Kangaroo Flat Primary Schools, and we will be there on Saturday the 14th of March from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. and again on Sunday the 15th of March from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Entry is just $10. Kids under 16 and reluctant partners free entry. Your friends and partners are well and truly welcome to come along and grab a bite to eat and sit in the lunch and the partners area while you shop, do a class, have a play, and just really have a delightfully crafty day.
Well, if the surliest of partners get in free, that should at least keep a smile on their face, shouldn't it, Michelle?
Definitely. There's always one or two husbands that bring their book along or something, a crossword to do, while they sit there and, offer to help carry their wives' bags and participate as well sometimes.
And maybe put their hand in the pocket to pay for the goodies at the end of the visit. I like it.
Yes. Oh, right. And there's nothing like a partner that says, happy wife, happy life.
Yes, indeed. All right. Thank you so much for chatting, Michelle. I hope it all goes brilliantly for you.
Excellent. Thanks, Ali. Have a great day.
That's Michelle Brown from Picture to Page and Beyond, the Papercraft Show, this weekend at the Kangaroo Flat Primary School, Saturday 14th of March from 9 till 4 and Sunday the 15th of March from 10 till 4. It's Gold Central Victoria.